You're listening to the audio production of 1 Corinthians, Audio Lectures Part 2, by Paul D. Gardner, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio lectures are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, 1 Corinthians includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
In this session, we begin our look at chapter 10. I've entitled the section, Israel's Abuse of Spiritual Gifts Provides a Warning. Chapter 10 brings us gradually back to the question raised at the start of chapter 8 about meat offered to idols. It speaks again to the question of idolatry and to what is appropriate and not appropriate in terms of Christian life in a pagan society. This chapter has three distinct sections, and I want us to look at each of them over the next three sessions, because each gives rise to some tricky questions of interpretation, and each considerably furthers the progression of Paul's teaching in this epistle. Let's read this first section in verses 1 to 13. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. As we begin looking at this section, it's important to see that the heart of what is being said here is found in verse 12. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Breaking down these opening verses into a simple structure helps us to see what Paul is doing here. The first five verses tell a part of the main wilderness story of the Israelites, and then relate this to Christ. The point is simple. These Israelites, passing through the wilderness, had good reason as God's people to think they were secure. But as verse 5 tells us, God scattered many of their bodies in the wilderness. In other words, God judged many of them. Then in verses 6 to 11, we have the second part, which begins and finishes by reminding us that these things happened as examples for us. This is why it's so vital that the church should not desire sin as they, the Israelites, did. And Paul then lists four of the sins of Israel, which find some parallel in the Corinthian church: idolatry, sexual immorality, putting Christ to the test, and grumbling. Finally, we come to verses 12 to 13. And these verses offer a summary by way of application, and then speak to God's faithfulness in the midst of temptation. If in the first verses here we have seen how the Israelite God of the covenant judged many of the Israelites, now we are reminded that this same God is faithful. It's the same phrase we saw in chapter 1. In looking at this whole passage, at least two questions are worth a bit more focus. The first, which has caused considerable...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?